I'm Umberto Cillo. I'm director of the hepatobiliary and liver transplantation program in Padova, Italy, and I will be co-chair of the ESOT Milan Congress next August.
I'm Luciano Potena. I'm the medical director of the heart transplant program and heart failure of Bologna Academic Hospital. And I'm the co-chair of the SPC of the upcoming ESOT Congress in Milan.
Well, the reason why we are here is symbolic in a way, is a metaphor, because there is a deep link between this place and what we are going to prepare for the conference in Milan next August. This is the Teatro Anatomico in Padova, University of Padova, Italy. This is the very first anatomical theater in the history, in the human history, in the history of medicine. In 18th century, Morgagni, on this table, exactly on this table, was opening and giving birth to the modern medicine and modern pathology with a systematic approach to diseases. And the most relevant thing that is in parallel with the Congress in Milan is that in this place here, there was an incredible gathering of fantastic scientists from all over Europe and the world, I would say. Just to give you some names, Vesalio, Spigelio, William Harvey, even Virsum for some period, and from other kind of sciences, Copernico and Galileo were teaching and making science in this place and in the rooms close to this. And clearly the metaphor is obvious, because what is going to be the next Congress in Milan is exactly this, gathering people, cross-fertilization among different science area and knowledge areas, and you know, in order to increase and I would say reduce the gap between a normal life and a life after transplant or before a transplant, which is I think the goal of everybody in our field, to make this person absolutely similar in terms of expectation and quality of life as a person that didn't have any transplantation, didn't have any organ failure.
ESOT is the European Society for Organ Transplantation and is the leading benchmark society for innovation and not only transplantation, but also organ substitution and organ replacement in Europe. ESOT Congress this year is bringing the legacy of the historical multidisciplinarity of transplantation to a new level. So why to have the ESOT Congress in Italy? Because Italy is the land of cross-fertilization, being in the middle of Mediterranean and being at the crossroad of different culture from the south to the north. We are here in this anatomical theater where the international scientists of the Renaissance and the modern age were building the new concept of medicine in the Western world. And through this cross-fertilization of minds, this is where we want to start to bring the idea of multidisciplinarity and further interplay, connect and interface to the Congress that we are going to build in Milan.
So just to add something more recent, as far as the Italian involvement is concerned, it's important to say that the Italian transplantation community has dramatically grown, I would say, either in terms of numbers and, I would say, most importantly, in terms of quality of their product. We have, you know, guidelines setting. We have an increased amount of publications in the transplantation fields in the last years. We have a community that is much more active in the context of the Italian Society of Organ Transplantation. And what I think and what I feel that is this opportunity to be on the international scenario with the Congress in Milan is just an opportunity, a sort of payback that the Italian transplantation community has from the international transplant community. And we're really proud of showing our, you know, novelties, either in terms of scientific and educational products that come from Italian reality. And if I can say also that Milan is another metaphor, Luciano, is Midland. So the idea of gathering in the middle is really at the center of our thinking, because it's crucial here that the people consider, you know, that there is a center of gathering for science in freedom, in collaboration, and it's very important as a metaphoric and symbolic level.
It has been a real challenge to organize the Congress in the past 2 years. We faced the burst of the pandemic. We had to rethink and revise the entire process of ideas sharing, of meeting, of involvement of the scientific program committee that has been in charge for the scientific program. Fortunately, thanks to a great staff at ISOT office, we have been able to put together a completely new concept of Congress. And these challenging times have been a great opportunity to rethink to a different way to deliver education in a more modern and innovative way. So we are going to have the two souls of this Congress in person, but also available for live webcasting. But also, all the sessions will be available offline on the ISOT platform. For all those who will be able to come, and we hope there will be many, in the safe environment of the MICO Congress Center, we will be able to get back to the interaction that we have all been missing all this month during this pandemic. And hopefully by the end of August, it will be good enough to meet and start interacting in person again. But also, we will have the possibility and the opportunity to deliver to a much broader community the content of the Congress, and to keep the content of the Congress online for a longer period to favor the spread and the quality of the education that I'm sure we will able to deliver in Milan.
So the COVID-19 clearly pandemic and experience hit us dramatically. Just to go into the detail of the Italian reality, we lost more than 500 health professionals in Italy due to the COVID dramatic pandemic, and this is not the end probably. So on one side, in organizing ISOT 2021, we had the dramatic and difficulties, logistical difficulties that Luciano was explaining. But on the other side, we had also an inspirational kind of approach. You will notice that the opening ceremony is going to be fully dedicated to equitable distribution of scarce resources. And COVID-19 brought up exactly this point. Clearly, transplantation community is used to take care of management of scarce resources. We are pretty good at it, and we have been working with it in the last, I would say, 50 years. But in this particular moment of pandemic, the distribution of vaccination, distribution of healthcare has been a real problem, not only in Europe, clearly worldwide. So it was very inspirational to have this site to such a difficult situation worldwide, that we needed to transfer it in an open ceremony, dedicated session to that. Again, as Luciano was suggesting, the nice and I would say revolutionary approach that we gave to Milan 2021 was to extend the time of interface with our community, preparing pre-Congress webinars and having materials and contents deliverable on an on-demand basis after the Congress. And this will increase the contact between the community and the Congress organization and in the community itself. So I think this is revolutionary in the history of ISO Congress. I think you agree, Luciano. But
yes, because what we are trying to bring to the society with this Congress is not just the flagship event that ISOT Congress has always been, but we are trying to propose the Congress as the center of a continuous exchange of ideas and growth between the society, the experts in the society, the people that are the members of the society, and the entire transplant community worldwide, with pre-Congress activities, the Congress, post-Congress publication and activities in the Congress. We are going to have special sessions dedicated to that we call think tanks, and these sessions will be dedicated to develop a new idea, develop new guidelines, and to think how to further improve the practice of different fields in transplantation. And these will have deliverables. And then after that, this is going to be connected with the TLJ, which is the other event that will come in the future and that is part of the ISOT learning journey for our community. So we are proposing here a new idea on how to leave a Congress, not only 3 days gathering, meeting people, exchange of idea, but the center of a journey, of a path that is bringing our knowledge and our interactions throughout the year and in the future for the community, the transplant community development.
So from the society point of view, the perspective is completely changed in order to almost dilate the gap between the biannual congresses through a continuous contact with the members and with the overall community. And this is, again, revolutionary, I would say. So we'll increase the opportunity to interact and to promote science and education in between the major events represented by the conferences. That's a major achievement, I think. One of the major novelties, I would say, in Milan 2021 is going to be the introduction of, I would say, a brand new concept in transplantation, which is value-based medicine. And we are going to dedicate a whole domain of sessions and thoughts and education and scientific developments to that. Value-based care, and not only medicine, because it's involving all professionals, from physicians to nurses to the other professional in transplantation, is exactly this: giving value to what we do in a day-by-day clinical practice, putting the person, even more than the patients, I would say, at the center of every thinking. Now the person at the center in the idea that we need to develop a new kind of endpoints, that we need to, you know, adapt our behavior clinically, and I would say ethically and as a thinking point of view in this direction.
So Umberto, you alluded to one of the domains, which is value-based care, but we have other four, which are emerging technologies, transplant practice, regenerative medicine, and this is strategically important for ISOT, not just to think at solid organ transplantation, but also organ regeneration and precision medicine. We have now tools to improve our precision, to look into the data, into the many variables of what we see in our patient, to really understand precisely how we can customize and personalize the approach to every single patient, and to look to new outcomes. And these new outcomes are important also for the further development. So, now, looking at the scientific ground and what are the scientific messages that we are going to deliver at our Congress, one of these key messages is that we are at a crossroads of a new concept of outcome definition, what is important and what are the goals of new drug, new surgical technique development, what are we looking at? If we think that the last registered immunosuppressant drug for transplantation has been approved, I think, 15, 20 years ago. So it's a long time that we don't have anything new, probably because we are looking in wrong direction. Now we are at the crossroad of something new that may happen in the future years. And this is collected by the five domains. This novelty is explored in five different dimensions by the domains that we are presenting at our Congress, through the definition of new outcomes, through the definition of the patient value, to the definition and research for new technologies, and for the definition of regeneration of organs.
And if I can add on this, I think it is already clear the structure of the Congress, which, may I say, is again revolutionary in the sense that it's not only putting together the transplant professional and making discussion about transplant issues. Now the novelty is engaging a discussion with different world, completely different if compared to the transplantation area. We are going to interact with the technology world, including the private sector and the corporate. We're going to deal and discuss with the world of computational medicine and artificial intelligence, with the world of very basic and extremely cell-oriented basic science. And we're going to engage discussion, bringing into our place people from the bioengineering world, because organ manufacturing is actually on the table of discussion at the moment. We're going to engage and have in the picture people from the economical world, because the cost efficiency and the sustainability of what we are doing in the transplantation field is crucial at the moment. And then again, people from the social world, from the psychological, from the ethical world will be included in the discussion. So that's the reason why the keywords are interact, interplay, and connect, because we need to open our fantastic golden cage of the transplantation worlds to the other worlds that are, you know, significantly entering in the picture in these years, in these days.
We should not forget the involvement of one of the major stakeholders in the picture, which is the European Commission. And we are also having, as invited speakers, some representatives of DG Santé and from the regulatory bodies in Brussels, because we should not forget that we need to connect what we are funding as a scientist to what can be delivered on the regulatory and political point of view, and how we can bring the science from our papers and laboratory to the public. And to do this, we need the collaboration with the regulatory agency, with rules and regulations, and with the European Union, which is one of the major strengths of Europe, that can help to make it possible in a sustainable and equitable way the distribution of healthcare and the distribution of transplantation.
Going to a more practical approach and more deep insight into the Congress, for example, there are some novelties like the Congress path, which are going to be sort of mini congresses within the big frame of an international congress, and the interested delegates will be able to follow specific themes. Let's make the example of machine perfusion, which is entering into the picture in such a relevant way. You're going to be able to follow webinars pre-congress dedicated to pathophysiology, to basic science related to machine perfusion. Then you're going to be able to follow hands-on courses. Some youngs will be able to deal in the reality with the machines in normothermic and hypothermic setting, cardio, thoracic, as well as abdominal, and in a wet lab at the Congress, trying how to set up a machine perfusion. And then you're going to be able to follow different levels of analysis, going to benchmarking to the prognostic benchmarking in machine perfusion and the long-term endpoints on machine perfusion. Then sustainability, economic implication of machine perfusion, and finally, which will be the future of the models of organization of organ modeling and regeneration through the machine perfusion tools that will be available more and more in our community. So a wide span. There will be a sort of journey within this new technology, but you are going to have others like computational medicine, artificial intelligence, and others, and then Luciano will add on that.
I think we should not also forget, while we planned this Congress and we start thinking of the themes of this Congress before the pandemic cannot be ignored. And we know how much of the resources of the research have been devoted to study the impact of COVID in transplantation, the mechanism of COVID during the last 12 months. So I think that the Congress is coming at a time where we can reappraise in one event also these lines of research and what these lines of research have taught us regarding these infections and the way this infection interacted with the immune system. And it's likely that we are going also to have the first data regarding the outcome of vaccination in transplant recipient to be presented at our Congress. The emergency situation taught us that it's possible to be fast in achieving results. It can be possible to be fast in publishing results and getting important results of the science out there. So, and also it is possible to get something really important immediately approved by regulatory bodies. So this is an important concept that I think is going to be very important in the transplantation field, because we know how lengthy is the research process and how much this length is not always dependent on the experimental design, but on many other things. And I think that these tragedies that we have been living also put in the way we are working a different perspective, and also the resources to get things done rapidly when it's important and when this is effective.
But in this direction, Luciano, again, speaking about novelties of this edition of the ESO Congress, there is the think tank, the opportunity to select frontline kind of issues that are not covered by evidences so far because are so new, so innovative that evidence are not out there yet. And we are going to have the possibility to gather with the experts, trying to develop unmet needs, future steps, and what is already available, and try to gather consensus at the moment of the Congress, and probably ending up with the publication. So another point that has to be underlined, it is a fantastic cooperation this time with the TI, Transplant International, and they were absolutely available to pick up the best results and the best contents from the Congress in order to be published in Transplant International in the next months. And this will be and is already a fantastic cooperation. Actually, some of the products will be already published before the conference, in agreement with what has been done in the preparation of Milan 2021. And this is a major achievement for the society, much more than the Congress, right?
Yeah, what you mentioned is a major achievement for the society, because we are being able to put together the two major sources of education of ESOT, the Congress and the official ESOT journal, Transplant International, together and cooperating one another. As Umberto said, in the next months, some of the invited speakers at the conference will be invited to produce content that is going to be published on Transplant International. And this will open the main themes that we are presenting and we are dealing with in Milan. And Transplant International will also be our official way through which deliver the output of the think tank. Not all of them, but some of them will be the starting point of position papers and guidelines that ESOT is planning to deliver. One important one is the issue of the cardiovascular risk in abdominal transplant candidates and abdominal transplant recipients. We all know that this is something very challenging to deal with in patient selections and in post-transplant follow-up. And we are going to do this in collaboration with the European Association of Preventive Cardiology, which is a branch of the European Society of Cardiology. And this is one of the think tank, and one of the deliverables of this think tank will be a position paper or a guideline that will be issued in the future. So this is another example on how we are trying to reshape a new concept of education delivery, which is a journey guiding the professionals through different stage and through different environment that can be available not only in the days of the Congress, but throughout the year. As incoming president, one of my goals will be to continue the change in the strategy and in development that ESOT has been undergoing in the last few years. ESOT started as a small society aiming to deliver education to transplant professionals. Started mainly as a surgical society for abdominal transplantation, then grew up including thoracic transplantation and all the organ. Now I think that for the future we need to expand the horizon beyond the concept of education only, but towards the concept of favoring science development. And this can be done only by improving activities and collaborations that are directed to produce content that is not just left for a few days conference. And I'm referring to guidelines, position paper, I'm referring to consensus conferences, but also I'm referring to new activities like registries. We are hosting the oldest and the largest registry for liver transplantation, which is the ELTR that all of you know about, but we need to expand this activity, and there is an ongoing project towards this concept because this is the way we could fill the unmet needs of the European transplant community, which is very lively, very active, but needs to be more and more interconnected within Europe to form a more interactive development and growth. And to do this, we need to reinforce again a cooperation with national societies. We have a great richness in Europe as compared to other areas that are the national societies of organ transplantation in the different countries of Europe. And I think that all of us who are now working in ESOT are coming from this national society, which are the roots of our society. And I think that we should more and more improve this cooperation and cross-fertilization to engage in a more interactive family. And this brings us back to this place where we started this conversation today. As we said at the beginning, this place is a metaphor of multiculturality, of multiculture, of internationality, and is a metaphor of the freedom of science. And as incoming president, I think that the freedom of science and the equity of healthcare is the goal that we should look at for develop transplantation practice in the future. And it's the goal that I hope to work towards in my next 2 years as a ESOT president.
I think that going in queue with what Luciano was saying, is that either from the point of view of the society and or from the point of view of the Congress, what ESOT is doing is to increase the outreach and the interaction with the countries outside Europe. We are going to have, for example, a webinar fully dedicated to how to develop new programs in terms of donation or transplantation, how to deal in a particular area, geographical areas like in Balkans. I think that this is in the same light that Luciano was underlining of the need of everybody to create a common worldwide community focusing on transplantation, on equitable distribution of resources and potentialities and opportunities, which is now, I think, a major issue, in particular for transplantation, which is a very demanding, very expensive kind of therapeutic approach. And the diffusion of this kind of approach is difficult in equitable manner. That is the reason why ISOT is looking at this.
We started a few years ago in engaging with patients' association, building some activities during the Congress. I think that the first one was in Barcelona 4 years ago. We need to find ways to engage more with patients' association. But on the other hand, I think that it's important to keep clear the missions of a professional society and patients' association. I think that these are two realities that need to work together, but they have different goals that should be integrated and should be worked together and need to be clearly defined to have a fruitful collaboration. One thing that we should not forget about, the concept of transplantation starts from a gift, which is the organ that is donated by someone who dies, by the will of the family of the person who died. And it's important to think at the beauty of this concept. So we are relying all our science, development, research, and care for other patients on the gratuity of a gift, on the gratuity of something that is bringing to new life a body or an organ that otherwise would be dead. And this is what the concept from what this place was born. Here they used to say, where mors gaudet succurrere vitam, where death is happy to help life. Why? Because by studying the dead bodies, the old scientists were able to describe the anatomy of the organs and the same anatomy that our surgeons are using now to transplant the organs or to build up new organs. So we should not forget and never forget that all this construction is funded on the gratuity. And we should put the legacy of this gratuity in working for equitable access to this kind of care.
To add something on this, it is pretty clear that the role of patient is central in ISOT action and in our community action for one simple reason, that at the basis of our day-by-day work, there is the allocation issue. That's the reason why ISOT will have, I think, a fantastic and incredible role in trying to merge all the different national allocation policies, passing through a public appraisal, including patient opinions. And this will be fundamental because, you know, ethical perception, psychological perception, social perception are different across Europe and across the world. And the massive work that is us to do in the future is to try to merge all these differences in order to find out which are the models and the most relevant principles that are supposed to guide the allocation process, and patient and public appraisal are fundamental for this process. So you're absolutely most welcome at the next ISO Congress in this 2021. There is, a profound need of personal contact, in present contact, regaining the usual kind of relationship that have been traditional in our community, and this will be the perfect occasion to restart, I would say, hopefully, a normal scientific and educational life in Milan 2021. So welcome to next Congress in Milan.
We are looking forward to see you all in Milan. Come in person. It will be a safe environment. Come to ISOT Congress 2021 and start a new way of looking at science development, transplantation science development, and restart of our scientific life.